This hasn't happened in 37 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A hurricane hit Florida in November near Vero Beach early this morning. It has since weakened to a tropical storm.
It's the sustained energy and the width of Nicole, this storm that's come in, battering so many coastlines on the Atlantic side of Florida.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Daytona Beach.
This system is going to snake its way into the panhandle, up into Georgia, the Carolinas. It's going to cause major issues potentially on river systems all across the eastern seaboard.
The power is out to more than 200,000 homes and businesses in Florida. The vote counting continues with 44 House races still not decided. Republicans need 11 more wins to become the majority party. In the Senate, Republicans need two more wins to take control. Georgia's race is headed to a runoff next month. It's still too close to call in Nevada and Arizona.
It's still unclear whether Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Kelly will keep his seat against GOP challenger and venture capitalist Blake Masters as elections officials in Arizona process ballots. In Maricopa County, the state's largest with a population of about 4.5 million, elections officials say about 17,000 ballots had to go through a quality assurance check after being affected by a printing issue preventing vote tabulation machines from reading some of the ballots.
Well, Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Tucson. President Biden says there was no Republican red wave like many predicted, so
I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
Tonight, the president leaves the country, going to Egypt to take part in the UN climate change summit. Next week, the president will go to a G20 gathering of nations in Indonesia. Russia's leader will not.
The prospect of an uncomfortable showdown between President Putin and opponents of his invasion of Ukraine has been talked about all year. Some rivals had called for Russia to be excluded completely. His presence would certainly have meant what are supposed to be economic talks being overshadowed by the conflict.
That's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
There's an update on the invasion at the San Francisco home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that left her husband Paul injured.
A federal grand jury indicting David DePape on charges of assault and attempted kidnapping in connection with the break-in at Paul and Nancy Pelosi's home in San Francisco last month. According to the indictment, officers encountered Paul Pelosi and DePape struggling over a hammer. When police told both men to drop it, DePape allegedly struck Pelosi with the hammer, fracturing his skull. The 82-year-old later told authorities he woke up to find DePape in his bedroom looking for Nancy Pelosi. DePape pleaded not guilty last week to state charges, including attempted murder, attempted kidnapping, and elder abuse. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There's some concern about deli meat after a listeria outbreak that's prompted the Centers for Disease Control to recommend pregnant women, elderly people, and those with weakened immune systems not eat anything from a deli counter unless it is cooked steaming hot.
At least 16 people are sickened in several states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is blaming listeria-tainted meat and cheese sold at deli counters. It's been tracked back to two net cost markets located in New York, although that may not be the only source. The CDC reports people have also been sickened in New Jersey, Massachusetts, Illinois, and California. One person died in Maryland. Symptoms of listeria include fever, muscle aches, diarrhea, and nausea. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up a bit ahead of a new inflation report this hour, expected to show consumer prices rose again last month. There's a new king of country, Luke Combs.
This is my fifth or sixth year being at this award show, and country sounded more country than it has in a long time tonight.
Combs won Entertainer of the Year at the CMA Awards on ABC, as well as Album of the Year. Chris Stapleton was Male Vocalist of the Year. Lainey Wilson honored as Top Female Singer and also New Artist. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Congresswoman Mary Miller's defeated Democratic challenger Paul Lang for the 15th congressional district for a second term. Miller was first elected to Congress in 2020. She was endorsed by Donald Trump in June ahead of her primary against current Congressman Rodney Davis. The 15th congressional district includes 35 counties in Illinois. Governor Pritzker gets a second term. He faced off against Republican Senator Darren Bailey. The race was called for Pritzker just minutes after those polls closed in the state yesterday. Each candidate accused the other of being too extreme for the state of Illinois. Senator Tammy Duckworth has won her second term. She was running against Republican Kathy Salvi. Duckworth's an Iraqi war veteran who lost both legs in 2004 when the Black Hawk helicopter she was flying in hit by an RPG. She went on to serve two terms in the House of Representatives. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good Thursday morning, ESPN 93.5. Our weather this morning brought to you by Carl. If you're looking for a great place to work, you can apply. Carl.org. Carl.org. Well, our meteorologist Greg Sollier, and perhaps, how shall I say this, the last really warm one in a while.
Yes, most likely these kind of readings for, you know, year 2022. That's it for, you know, 70, 75 degree warmth around here. Will we have some warmer days, you know, relative to wintertime? Mm-hmm. Probably, but not like this. So get out and enjoy, folks. It's it. And a real shocker to the system, by the way, coming down. Not just a little cool off. It is a midwinter type cold. It'll build in probably a good 12, 15, 18 day time frame that should take us up to and through Thanksgiving itself. But it's a nice morning nonetheless right now. 57 already, Willard and Savoy. 51 Rantoul, 59 at Danville, 56 at Bloomington Normal. There are 60s already out along in west and southwest of the Illinois River at the current time, 62 down at St. Louis. So you are hereby granted the extended lunch hour and play hooky the best you can today. Windy, warm. It's a record and near record setting warmth over parts of East Central Illinois. It's 75. Average high this time of the year, 52, 53. With sunshine and a south wind, increasing clouds tonight. Much of the night, first part of the night, will be spent in the 50s to low 60s by tomorrow morning. At daybreak, down around 46 tomorrow. West-northwest winds pick up. The cold air begins to surge on in with a partly sunny sky, maybe a sprinkle early and late. Temperatures will struggle to about 48, 49 mid-morning, and then fall will be down around 38, 39 by tomorrow evening. Colder tomorrow night, lows down to about 26, and bundle up. The sun will be out at times for football Saturday. Stiff northwest wind, kickoff temperature, and the ball game itself between about 32 and 36 degrees. 35 the high on Sunday. Will be in the teens at daybreak and cold on Monday. And then a couple of weak little systems that have some snow and rain mixed in here. Light amounts, no big deal, but it'll be in the air again Tuesday, Wednesday, next week. Daytime temperatures right through Thursday, only into the upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sollier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Off and running. I am Stevie J. Diane Ducey is away. She'll be back on Monday. It's great to have you listening on this November the 10th. Veterans Day ahead. Savoy salutes veterans. And now joining me, the greatest photographer artist in the world, it's Larry Canfer. What an honor.
Good morning, Stevie.
I saw the, when I was driving into Philo today, kind of a silhouette of the town. I thought of you, so. I looked around, didn't see you. Didn't see you. You know, back in the day, when you were on the cover of GQ magazine, you used to get up.
Well, I'm always up to hear you, Stevie.
Anyway, it's Larry Canfer. You are really committed to saluting veterans. Why?
Well, you know, these are the people that you don't always hear about, but they're kind of in the background, helping to keep our freedom. They're out there working, and they're, you know, they may be neighbors and friends and family, but you just don't hear about it every day. And so I think we need to bring it to the front and honor them and connect with them.
So what we're doing tomorrow, tell people what they can be part of tomorrow in Savoy, and I'll be there as well.
We really, you know, Savoy has always, for decades, has had American Legion post 1492 has always honored veterans on Veterans Day. They've had a ceremony, and we're going to do that tomorrow, but we're kind of ramping it up a little bit, and we're going to have a little larger celebration. Actually, we've got the Unity Banner Singers coming, to sing some songs for us, and we've got a few speakers. And I think one of the things that we really want to emphasize and share with people is what the armed forces stand for, and the people that that are in it, and some of their values. People don't really always know what kind of guides them. They've got for example, the Army values. They've got loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. And that's kind of what I think we want to share with people, especially young people, to see that these are that being in the armed forces is something to be proud of and maybe look forward to.
Yeah, but will the day include a chance to see a Black Hawk helicopter?
Yeah, so when we have our program, toward the end of the program, we're actually going to give away tickets to Top Gun Maverick. We have a special showing, courtesy of Phoenix Theater and Tolomo Library, over at the Savoy Theaters at 4 o'clock. We're giving the tickets away right after our program at about 11:45, 11:50.
You're giving away to veterans, right? I mean, these are for veterans to go see Top Gun at Savoy tomorrow afternoon at 4. Okay.
Veterans families.
Okay, great.
And that's going to be spectacular, but also then we're going to hear this huge helicopter come in, the Huey 60, and it's going to land at Prairie Fields Park. We're going to, at noon, we'll go over there. We can go in and talk to, we can literally go into the helicopter. It's not just the landing. You can go into the helicopter and talk to the crew and see how it.
Where's Prairie Fields Park at about noon, you said? So where's that?
It's on the east side of Savoy. It's around basically First Street.
Okay.
And just east side of Cary Busey Schools over there.
All right. Well, Larry, it sounds like a pretty fun day, bud.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And, you know, of all the places, Savoy's trying to actually make Veterans Day one of their bigger events. So
you are on the village board. Larry Canfor is politically active. Is it true? And I want to clear this up. Are you and Elena going to be the governor and first lady of Illinois?
Well, we'll follow your lead, Stevie.
Anyway, congratulations, Larry Canfor, on being so committed to our veterans. It's always been about the soldier. I'll be there as well. 11 o'clock tomorrow is when we'll get started, and then you can go see the Black Hawk helicopter around noonish. Veterans and veterans families get a chance to go see a free movie. It used to be Savoy 16. I thought Top Gun was a great movie. I love Top Gun. This new, a really good movie.
I saw it twice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I think I've seen it 2 or 3 times. Think it's really well done. All right, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow, Larry. Appreciate everything. Is there a way for people to get info online at all or no?
Just the Village of Savoy website. But just be there at 11 o'clock at City Hall, and we can fill everybody in. Tomorrow at 11.
611 North Dunlap's where I'm going on my GPS, right? Okay.
Right.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure. Way to go. Larry Canfor, greatest photographer artist in the world from Savoy and on the Village Board as well. All right, 714 ESPN 93.5. Brad Underwood gets more great recruits. Yeehaw. Basketball plays tomorrow night. Ring ceremony. 8 o'clock is the tip. They ask you to be there by 7:15. 7:15 tomorrow night if you want to be part of the ring ceremony. Those are fun. So just heads up. Hey, we're going to be at Pia's tomorrow. Don't forget. Ahead of the Purdue game, it's Lonte and Derek Piper, and I do believe we'll be inside because the big changeover on the weather's coming. Folks, we don't know what 30 feels like, so just really dress for the game. It's an 11 o'clock kick. It'll probably be 30, 29 or so when we go in. Just, you know, we've done that. We know how to do it. It's just been a bit. And so this will probably be it for this year. So enjoy today and just be thankful that November 10, you're going to be in 70-degree weather. That's phenomenal. So anyway, basketball tomorrow night. It's University of Missouri, Kansas City. I think 8 o'clock tip, game 2. And then Illinois football after we leave the game at 10:30. We got to get up and get out there to tailgate a little bit and maybe catch the Illini walk, do all those things we want to do. And thank the seniors on a really higher than expected excitement for Illinois football this year. Yeah, the bottom drops out. It's going to be 55 tomorrow. That's not bad. But then it's really kind of chilled out here for the next, you're going to see 30s mostly, maybe a 40, 42 for the next 10 days for the high. You'll wake up at 20 to 25. That's kind of the 10-day thing. So it's 57 currently now. And high today, 75. And then we'll get Greg's forecast in a second. But we'll wake up tomorrow at 29. So we're going to be down, 25 degrees from this morning. Well, okay. Again, Illinois football, we're favored by 6.5. This is it. This is the big game. We really, really got to beat Purdue if we want to go play in December in Indianapolis. You beat Purdue, you're sitting there going, okay, we'll need one more to absolutely clinch based on what other teams are doing. But we have the if we beat Purdue, we'll have the tiebreaker and anybody that could overtake us in the West, if you follow me. So, amazing. 7-2. Let's get off the snide from last week. We're all kind of bummed from the loss, Michigan State. That's what happens when expectations start climbing on you. So let's beat Purdue, get back on track, and then go to Michigan and see what we got. And then last game in a cold Evanston stadium in Evanston, Illinois against Northwestern. That will be perhaps for the Big West title and a chance to play the following week in Indianapolis, which would most likely be against Michigan or Ohio State. Can you imagine playing in the Big Ten Championship? Illinois? Amazing, amazing. All right.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, and vicinity. It's the last of the warm ones for a long, long while. Matter of fact, record and near record setting warm for the day today. And on the flip side, opposite side of the spectrum, big change to winter-like cold around here, a cold wave weather pattern, and perhaps at least a couple of weeks of the same. And propensity for a little light moisture from time to time. That'll be in the form of tomorrow a sprinkle and perhaps even a dash of light snow back in the forecast around here at some point next week. In the meantime, windy and warm for the day today, already off and running with a mild start to the day. Record and near record setting warmth to about 75 across the area. South wind 15 to 25 and gusting. Increasing clouds tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning windy and much colder. Sprinkle chance early and late. Temperature to about 49 mid-morning and falling to the 30s by evening time. Low tomorrow night of 26. Windy and much colder for the day on Saturday. Kickoff temperature about 35, 36 degrees. More cold weather on Sunday and next week, too. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgay.
All right, thank you, sir. We appreciate it very much. ESPN 93.5. Congratulations to Shauna Green. She is 1-0 in her Illini women's basketball career. There's a picture here on FightingIllini.com of nobody goes to the women's games, okay? They haven't for a long, long time. I'll predict that they will in the coming years go watch these women because I think she's going to figure out how to win more games, and I believe she will. I believe she will. Fighting Illini had a 35-point victory last night. 75-40. Fighting Illini women are 1-0 at State Farm last night. All right. We have a Stever, my friends. It's a big Stever, and there are a lot of human beings on our show that have been pretty excited about taking advantage of this particular Stever. We will have the testimonies and the people's reaction following this particular Stever. Would this not be perhaps a life-changing Stever? The program where I, Stevie J, hand you my money and tell you where to spend it. I will give you the details and all that. Also got a little Brett Bielema from yesterday's presser. We'll do that. It's ESPN 93.5. Fox Business Minute. We'll check 2 days after the election what the markets are thinking next.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to an important update on inflation, the Consumer Price Index for October. Six Flags Entertainment says attendance was down 33% in its summer quarter as higher prices and the elimination of discounts impacted its number of guests. Six Flags says it's a year of transition for the company. There is an encouraging sign. More people are buying season passes for Six Flags. Dollar General has introduced its own line of dietary supplements, including gummy vitamins. Dollar General recently has been launching its own private label brands. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen's art collection has sold for $1.5 billion. His foundation says the sale proceeds will go to charity. Allen died in 2018. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You know, Tara was ready to sell her home and buy another one. She got connected with a guy named Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. And his team threw Zillow right out there, but she was so appreciative. And the exhaustive market knowledge and experience that Nate and his team had helped her get her home sold and to sell her current home seamlessly. Tara says she's going to use Nate Evans again.
He's a friend you can trust in the business, and there's a reason why he has this partnership with Zillow. It really creates demand for your home, selling it faster and for more money. And I hear so many people, Stevie, that get bad advice from inexperienced agents, and they can lose thousands of dollars. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home, offers those flexible fees, and can help you sell your home for the most money possible. So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. A friend you can trust in the business, just simply Google Nate Evans Group and start packing.
It's a totally Christmas winter wonderland at Prairie Gardens. Ornaments, decor, wreaths, garlands, and so much more already now, along with brand new savings. This week, save 50% off all Christmas bushes. Select large Christmas candle jars are $6.97. All furniture, save 10%. Plus, find your perfect artificial Christmas tree with the largest selection around and very best tree guarantee at Prairie Gardens, your Christmas destination for over 50 years.
Like most banks, we offer an app that lets you do pretty much everything you need from your pocket. But at Iroquois Federal, we believe great banking is less about the app you tap and more about what you tap into. And for us, that's a hometown bank where decisions are made locally by the same folks you'll bump into on the bleachers at the next big game, providing the hometown touch that's made us part of the community for nearly 140 years. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here.
All right, good morning. I am Stevie J. Okay, election update. 207 to 184 is where I see the House of Representatives standing. 207 Republicans, 184 Democrats. You need 218 to control, or like 40 seats left to be decided. Not sure what's taking so long. We'll see. Republicans expected to have probably a, I don't know, 8-seat something difference. It should gain control. The Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, the people are lining up to what role they're going to take, so they're fully expecting to have it control House of Representatives. Senate's 49-48 Republicans, expecting Laxalt from Nevada to be named and called today, so that would be 50. And then Arizona, looks like the astronaut Kelly, Democrat, will hold that, I think. And so it'll be 50-49 going to Georgia for the runoff December 6th. John Decker, great television coming up. That'll be at the bottom of this hour, 5 to 6 minutes away. And then I'm going to replay what John Decker predicted. I'm going to play what he predicted for the Senate. And it's 100% what he said has happened. It's pretty remarkable. So we'll play that clip from last Thursday if you missed it. And locally, I don't know what's going on with Champaign County. Apparently, Sam Limitado had a, 1,337-vote lead over Chad Beckett for the circuit judge. And apparently, Sam got a call to go into the county clerk's office. They were going to start counting. All of a sudden, they said, we have 5,000 more votes here, in addition to 3,500 coming in. And Sam said, where'd the 5,000 come from? Well, we were counting them last night. This was Tuesday night. And it was, quote, wonky. So they canceled the count. And then, anyway, it was a kind of a shock to Sam's campaign. And generally speaking, mail-in is going to be 3-1 Democrats or something. So that is totally in play. But I don't know if they are the mail ballots, wouldn't that could potentially shake up even some of the county board races that were very close. So I don't know. A little confused. If anybody else has any insight, 217-359-2255. Okay, we have a program called Stever, I Give You My Money, today from Kelsey Furniture. Would this not be life-changing to get yourself a Tempur-Pedic bed? It's the last bed you're going to buy. It's like $3,000 to $7,000. You can do whatever you want, but they're expensive beds. But I have honestly been very, very surprised at the reaction from the people that have bought beds taking my $1,000 discount. I'll pay you $1,000. You go to Kelsey. You lay on the bed. You get the mini presentation. And then if you buy it, great. If you don't, it's okay. We have a lot of people that want to buy a bed. So I'm going to play a few examples. These are actual Stevers. Actual Stevers who have bought a Tempur-Pedic bed in Tuscola from Chad at Kelsey's.
It lets you sink to your, where your spine isn't out of whack. It keeps you in place. So we end up choosing, there's a couple different ones that you can choose from, but we chose the Pro Adapt. My wife got soft, I got medium. I did not like the hard, and I do kind of like the soft too, you know. You know, this stuff was designed by NASA?
Yeah, the space guy's NASA.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, they're in their seats and for a long time, and, you know, you sleep 8 hours a night. I mean, you're at 1:30, your life is in bed. I mean, it's probably the most important thing that you could do. You know?
Our Tempur-Pedic bed is amazing. We love it. We're sleeping great. It's helping Greg's shoulder. It's helping my back. Yes, it just feels wonderful.
This bed, no, to me personally, it just puts me to sleep. I wake up, I'm not tired, I am rested up. It just wraps around you like a nice, tight rubber band at times. I mean, it is just an amazing bed.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've got a Stever offer for you today from Kelsey's Furniture. Kelsey Furniture is in Tuscola, and they sell Tempur-Pedic beds. These are amazing, one of the top-rated mattresses ever. But don't listen to me. Listen to my friend Steve about Tempur-Pedic and what's it like.
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Okay, so there you go. If you would like a chance to go to Tuscola and try this out in the next 7 days, 217-359-2255. Text me bed. We'll consider you. And it doesn't mean you're going to buy the bed. I'm giving you a chance to try the bed. And if you choose to buy it, you got $1,000 toward it. I mean, is it not, and I know the answer, is it not pretty critical for a third of your life to be joyful? And if you don't sleep well, there are a lot of reasons we're all not sleeping well. So, I mean, maybe this will really help your life. Your immune system, everything is tied to sleep. You got to rest. So if you are interested in the Stever offer, 217-359-2255, simply text me, bed, and we'll see what happens. We'll get hold of you later if you are picked as the winner. $1,000 off a Tempur-Pedic bed. $1,000. That's 10 Benjamin Franklins and 20 Ulysses S. Grants. The $50 bill. 217-359-2255. Text in bed. Good luck. It is 7:30. John Decker is next.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure. I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Control of the Senate hinges on tight races, including a runoff in Georgia between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker less than a month away.
Senator Warnock taking to Twitter where he says, hey, we're going to a runoff. Let's do it one more time. He actually included a little button in the tweet as well to donate to his campaign. Herschel Walker saying he's going to keep fighting in the next few weeks. Big names in both parties descending on Georgia to try to help out with this campaign.
Fox's Connell McShane. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen's art collection pulls in a record-breaking more than $1.5 billion at auction.
It included works from Cezanne, Seurat, Botticelli, and others. Allen died in 2018. His foundation says the sale proceeds will go to charity.
That's Fox's Ginny Cosolo. And the October Consumer Price Index up 7.7% year over year. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jill Miller. Well, the right to organize appears to have passed in Illinois. The measure would amend the state constitution to give workers the right to organize and bargain collectively to ensure better pay, hours, and working conditions. The fate of the ballot measure was being closely watched outside of Illinois. Unemployment claims in the state of Illinois once again hit a record low. The Illinois Department of Employment Security, or IDES, announced the sixth consecutive month of low claims for regular unemployment benefits. Three people in custody after a bullet went through another person's computer keyboard. Champaign apartment complex resident heard a gunshot and found a bullet had come through his ceiling and into his keyboard. Police arresting three people who were on the second floor of that apartment complex. No word on why those shots were fired, but they are certainly investigating. And that's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, the last of the warm ones for a long, long time expected for the day today. Sunshine, south wind, some temperature readings across the area, record and near record setting in nature, up to 75. The average high this time of the year, 53. A south wind, 15 to 25, and gusty. Increasing clouds for tonight, leveling off at 46. Winds will turn westerly late into the night for the day. Tomorrow, windy and turning much colder, partly sunny. Maybe a sprinkle chance early and late. Morning high to about 49, that'll be mid-morning, falling temperatures to about 37 by evening time on a west-northwest wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Into the low to mid-20s tomorrow night, football Saturday kickoff, about maybe 32 to 35 for the ball game with a partly sunny sky and a stiff northwest wind. By Sunday, more cold weather, upper teens in the morning, 35 in the afternoon, 38 on Monday, a little light snow and rain mixing here for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, daytime temperatures in the upper 30s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay. Yeah,
did you catch that 32 for football, 32, it's going to be 75 today, 32, and he said a stiff northeast, that means wind chills in the teens, yeah. Thursday, John Bicycle, Decker, John Bicycle, Decker, John Bicycle, Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker, he is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker, he's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, children in combines now. Singing the theme of John Decker. He is the great White House correspondent for Great Television. It's John Decker. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie. Hope you're doing well. Having a good week recovering from the midterm elections, which are still going on because the counting continues. And in two states in particular, Arizona, Nevada, the runoff in Georgia. And wow, what a night, what a week. What a week it's been.
I want to go back to last Thursday, and I want to play. John Decker, okay. you thought House is going to be plus 20. We have no idea how that's going to shake out. It's certainly going to be in the control of Republicans. You were certainly closer than anybody else I heard. And then, ladies and gentlemen, John Decker on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, when he speaks, you better listen. Listen to his prediction last Thursday. This is 7 days old before the election. Listen to John Decker's prediction for the Senate.
50-50 Senate right now, as you know. So, to me, this comes down to a number of states. I know that some people think that certain states are in play, like New Hampshire, surprising New Hampshire. I don't think that is the case. So let me talk about the states I think are certainly competitive and will decide the Senate. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona. So let me take you through each of those races the way I see it, and then we'll figure out where we are at the end of this. Georgia. Actually, let me leave Georgia for last,
okay,
if I may.
Yep.
Let's start out west, Nevada. That's a pickup by Republicans. Adam Laxalt will beat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada. So that's a pickup by Republicans there. Arizona, Mark Kelly ekes in a victory. He beats Blake Masters. So that's a hold by Democrats. Go to Wisconsin. Ron Johnson ekes out a victory there. He wins another six-year term. Hold by Republicans. Ohio, J.D. Vance, he holds that seat for Republicans. Remember, that's a seat in which Rob Portman, mm-hmm, Republican, is retiring.
Right.
Pennsylvania, there are a lot of people watching Pennsylvania, and Democrats want to pick up Pennsylvania. I think it's going to happen. I think John Fetterman is going to win in Pennsylvania despite that awful debate performance that he had just last week. And then that leaves me with Georgia. Georgia, we will not know the answer in terms of who wins Georgia until December the 6th. Neither Herschel Walker nor Raphael Warnock will get above 50%. And then what does that mean? It means Georgia will decide who controls the U.S. Senate. And here's what I predict. I predict Republicans will win Georgia. Herschel Walker will be a U.S. Senator. Republicans will control the Senate. And Mitch McConnell will be the next majority leader in the U.S. Senate. So,
I mean, just keep singing, man. That's 100%. John, that was 100% accurate. I've not heard anybody else get 100% on some of those races. We got wrapped up in polling that wasn't really accurate. So, folks, forget about E.F. Hutton. When John Decker speaks, you better listen. Anyway, congratulations on your call. You're absolutely down the middle. I think George is going to be a melee. You really think he can pull it out, Herschel Walker?
I do think he's going to pull it out. I think it's important that for both of these candidates, that especially Herschel Walker, I think he needs to do it on his own. I know there's going to be surrogates coming in. I would not invite Donald Trump in to Georgia. What I would do instead if I was Herschel Walker is I would implore Governor Brian Kemp, please, please, please campaign with me often as you can up until December 6th. That's the way that Georgia goes Republican. That's the way that Republicans flip that seat is Brian Kemp. He holds all the cards. He's a popular guy, and that's who you want to be with, a popular guy who is voted in by Republicans, Democrats, and Independents.
I think people probably thought Ron DeSantis had the most unbelievable night in Florida.
He did.
And again, here we go again with Donald Trump couldn't have said, hey, congratulations. He's a great, he said, I got more votes. Wow. Why would he tweet that? I got more votes than Ron DeSantis. That was ill-timed. What are you doing? Let him have his night.
Yeah. Yeah, let him have his night. And, good for Ron DeSantis. He does not fire back. He does not, come back at him with another, cute retort of any kind. He ignores it. You know what my mom has always told me? The opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. Mm. And Ron DeSantis is indifferent to Donald Trump, which drives Donald Trump crazy. He loves fights. He loves to fight with the media, with his fellow Republicans. And when no one is firing back at him, it drives him nuts. And so I think Ron DeSantis really has Donald Trump's number on that count in terms of not firing back at him when Donald Trump, you know, makes comments like that.
I think he's running. I think Donald Trump is running. I think he's announcing next week is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, he said that he is making an announcement next, I believe it's Tuesday, the 15th of November at Mar-a-Lago. And presumably that announcement would be that he's going to run for the Republican nomination in 2024. We'll see what that impact that has on other Republicans who are contemplating runs for the White House, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. I don't think it's going to dissuade any of them, but certainly that sucks up a lot of energy. And there are some in Trump's orbit that are saying, you know what, delay the announcement. Let's focus our attention on winning that seat in Georgia. Let's just, you know, have our eye on the ball. But Donald Trump's Donald Trump. I think he's going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'm telling you, though, the Democrats would be in trouble, I think, if Donald Trump said, I am standing down because I'm 77. I'm going to hang low in golf, and I'm going to tell you who I select and endorse later. I mean, would open it up.
Well, you're not the only one. Now, I speak to lots of politicians. You know that. And not everybody's real upfront, real honest with me. You know, they read talking points and all of that. Yesterday, I did an interview with the former governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and he acknowledged, look, we'd love to have Donald Trump as the Republican nominee. But I think he said as well that Ron DeSantis concerns us. That is someone that we would have a difficult time with. And the reason being is because Florida's not in play anymore. Florida's a red state. And think about that, you know, from just a few election cycles ago, 2000 decided by a little over 500 votes. Florida's not that way anymore. It has a Republican governor who just won, by the way, by 60%. 60% of the vote, which is pretty impressive.
John Decker, yeah. Miami-Dade County went to the Republicans. What?
Exactly.
And then the Democrat and the Democrats again won't give them a minute to enjoy that. They said, "Well, it was misinformation in the Spanish community." Come on, man. It's just
come on, man. Is right. Yeah. Two Republican senators, Marco Rubio, helped by the coattails of Ron DeSantis. That's for sure. Look. I think you look ahead to 2024. It's not a done deal. It's not a given that he runs. It's not a given that Donald Trump runs. And it would be an interesting race. And remember, it's not a head-to-head race. There are other Republicans in the field. They could split the anti-Trump vote, so to speak, and that would allow Donald Trump to win with the plurality and win the nomination with the plurality, which is what he did in 2016. So a lot to get to before then, and we'll see what kind of announcement that he makes next week.
Listen, I like Donald Trump's policies. I shook my head at how many times he created a four-day news story when he didn't have to. I really think it would be better if we had Ron DeSantis run this time. I'm just weary of little Marco and all the names that are coming and all the stuff we're going to have to go through for this. And then all the stuff. We're tired of the stuff. And why would you want to give CNN and MSNBC money? It'll go with the millions again. They have nothing right now. Why would you do that?
There are certainly news organizations who benefit. All of them do Donald Trump in the mix. And what you just expressed, Stevie, is something that I hear. It's not just there in the Midwest. I hear it in the Southeast. I hear it from stations I talk to out West. And it's just that I love Donald Trump's policies. I just don't like all the uncertainty, all the anxiety, all the chaos associated with Donald Trump. But carry forward with his policies, because those were four good years in terms of the things that he did. And that's the argument that DeSantis will make. It's the argument that the other Republicans that I mentioned will make in terms of what their selling point is to Republican voters. I'm going to be Donald Trump without all the chaos.
I tell you what, if he were able to do that, it's a big word that I can't spell, magnanimous. If he could be magnanimous, it would help his legacy. Donald Trump's legacy over time would improve a lot if he could do that. But he's not going to do that.
Yeah, well, it's just not in his DNA.
No.
I don't see that. But, you know, boy, he would certainly have a lot of power, a ton of power as a kingmaker, deciding who the Republican nominee should be. We saw how he was a kingmaker in the Republican primary process in terms of choosing who the nominees would be. And he wasn't that successful with all of his choices. Mehmet Oz was his choice. Don Baldock was his choice. Blake Masters was his choice, and all of them Well, with Blake Masters, we don't know the ultimate outcome, but it looks like he's going to lose. But Mehmet Oz lost, Don Baldock lost, and those were Trump choices.
Yeah. All right, John Decker. How is the show? Are you done with your weekly, or have they extended it because of the massive ratings?
Yeah, well, thank you. This is the final week of our pop-up show. Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, will be our guest this week. And we talk about it all, you know, in terms of what just happened with the midterms, talking about Joe Biden, whether he's going to run in 2024, talking about Ron DeSantis and other Republicans running in 2024. So we cover it all. We look a few days behind, and we look a lot ahead in terms of what we can expect over the course of the next 2 years.
It's John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, probably going to get a call from 60 Minutes. Just the Facts is the name of his show. I'm his new agent. I'm very excited about it. It's John Decker. How can people find you? Is it gray.tv? What's the website?
Yeah, gray.tv, or you go to graydc, graydc.com, G-R-A-Y is how we spell Gray, graydc.com. Look, you know, I think that we have so many good things happening out there in terms of stories to cover. My gosh, we still have the Georgia runoff. So it never ends. This political, treadmill never ends, and I love that. I love you must love that too. Something for you to talk about every day.
Yeah, no, we have content. There is no problem with content. Zero.
That's right. We do.
So, so as good as you are with predicting the Senate and other things, what about Atlanta at Carolina tonight, John? What do you think of the point spread on it? What are you into that at all?
I wish I was good at that. That guy, you think I'm Rain Man or
yeah,
something?
That's right.
No, that's right. Take me to Vegas.
Yeah,
that's funny. I wish I had that ability. That's for sure.
Hey, listen, keep up your good work. We appreciate John Decker. Thank you so much for always being on with us.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
That's John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent, and perfect on the Senate prediction. Stunning. I mean, everything is, and he even said Ron Johnson eked it out, and it's exactly right. Pretty dang good. All right, 747, we have a new feature called Did You Know? Stand by.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window, and we're proud to be your choice for the 2021 People's Choice Awards for the third year in a row. We want to say thank you by offering buy one, get one, 50% off on all windows. And you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com. And remember, at Kramer Siding and Window, you have a friend in the business.
Got chronic pain? Not having success with steroids, but trying to avoid surgery? Well, thankfully, there's a better way. And now it's available here from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. I'm talking about the new therapies, advanced all-natural biologics, regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged joint tissue, providing lasting relief with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in precision regenerative medicine with over 100 clinics across America and literally thousands of satisfied patients. If you've got joint pain due to arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think the old ways of dealing with pain are the only ways. You need to learn more about these new biologic therapy options that can change your life. Call QC Kinetics now. It's a free consultation with local medical professionals. 217-689-5882. 217-689-5882. That's 217-689-5882.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price.
Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Flowers equals smiles equals happiness. Think love with flowers. The Blossom Basket florists can put a smile on everyone's face with a beautiful spring floral creation. Let their flowers make you a hero. Flowers are always affordable for all occasions, from simple to simply magnificent. Visit them online at blossombasket.com or come into their store at 1002 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
The Blossom Basket Florist. The florist you pick.
Hey, Illini fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at JetsPizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because it has to be.
All right, 7:50, our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District. They've got the big turkey trot coming up. That's a Park District tradition for 55 years. Registration at 8 on Thanksgiving morning. It's a one-mile fun run. You can sprint it if you want. Just have fun. There'll be hundreds of people. It's really, really fun. And make a donation to the Youth Scholarship Fund as well. Get some exercise before your feast. UrbanaParks.org. UrbanaParks.org. You belong here.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. It's the last of the warm ones for a long, long while. Matter of fact, record and near record setting warm for the day today. And on the flip side, opposite side of the spectrum, big change to winter-like cold around here, a cold wave weather pattern, and perhaps at least a couple of weeks of the same. And propensity for a little light moisture from time to time. That'll be in the form of tomorrow a sprinkle and perhaps even a dash of light snow back in the forecast around here at some point next week. In the meantime, windy and warm for the day today, already off and running with a mild start to the day. Record and near record setting warm up to about 75 across the area. Southwind 15 to 25 and gusting. Increasing clouds tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly sunny, turning windy and much colder. Sprinkle chance early and late. Temperature to about 49 mid-morning and falling to the 30s by evening time. Low tomorrow night of 26. Windy and much colder for the day on Saturday. Kickoff temperature about 35, 36 degrees. More cold weather on Sunday and next week, too. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solgay.
What does the Apple Dumpling Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumpling serves up homemade favorites, fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, and meatloaf as comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumpling with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumpling Restaurant.
Open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays.
On High Cross Road in Urbana.
You can look up the Apple Dumpling on Facebook.
Brand new feature called Did You Know? Nathaniel Kachaturian is my son, living in Chicago as a project engineer for
Morning.
Opus, project manager, kind of, for Opus. Big
well,
company.
Not officially yet, but something like that.
Yeah, close to it. And you just came back from Detroit. You're working on a big project up there, I guess, so.
Yep. Yeah, industrial has been a pretty hot commodity over the past 3 years with COVID and e-commerce kind of having a little bit more of a boom. So we've been doing a lot of warehouses.
Well, glad you're back in Chicago. All right. Did you know? What do you got?
All right. So did you know, Dad, that the Bible that you and I know you and I both read and many of us also read is actually not organized in chronological order, or really not necessarily even in a divinely inspired order, but rather just a simple logical layout according to a council of people that put it together about 100 years after Christ.
Really? So it doesn't happen. Here's the order of things. So now it's time for the first chapter of Peter, not one Peter. And who ordered it?
So it was called the Nicene Council. And the New Testament, how they ordered it, the Gospels were laid out, and it's called the Augustinian Order. Basically, that was just what they believed was the order that the Gospels were written. The rest of the New Testament, Acts
is just follows the gospel. That's where they put it.
Yep.
But the rest of Peter's letters are simply ordered from longest to shortest.
Huh.
And then the general letters, starting with Hebrews and then going through, I think it's Philemon, are also ordered longest to shortest. The Old Testament is set up just simply with the law, which was the first five books. Then it was some of the poetry books, like Psalms, Proverbs, Song of Solomon, history, and then the major minor prophets. So really it's something that it's not necessary. There's no profound layout for how the Bible is set up. It was just how it got organized.
I'll be darned. How many people were on the council? Do we know?
I don't know that part. I didn't research that, but that would be interesting to know.
That's interesting. It really is. I did not know that. I mean, it's not. And also, you think back there, Nathaniel, it's not like let's go to Walgreens and get some more tablets and pads and pens, because how'd they document all that? And with what way was it preserved? I know the Jewish people were amazing in the numbers, you knew what tribe you were from completely. It was unbelievable how they were able to document everything. But just the fact that there were a bunch of guys, Bob and Kevin and whoever else was in the room 100 years after Christ, just ordered up the Bible. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the early transmissions right around that time in history, the majority of people were transmitted knowledge from a book by people reading it. Huh. So the only way someone would hear the weekly reading, you know, before Christ came, if there was a weekly reading from the prophet of Isaiah, they would have to go to the temple to hear the priest read it. And people would just transmit stuff by memory.
I wonder when the first Bible was published. Was that the Gutenberg?
That's a good question. I don't know. That would be a good one for future week.
Otherwise, it was by notes and memory, I guess. It's really something. Anyway, great stuff. Didn't know that. The Bible ordered up by people 100 years after Jesus. That's good stuff, Nathaniel. Appreciate you very much. So next Thursday, I'll tap your brain again.
We'll see what we come up with.
Okay, buddy. Good work.
All right, thanks.
All right, you too. It's my son Nathaniel in Chicago, ESPN 93.5. All right, 7:56, the news will be coming up. If you want to be part of the Stever, it's the Tempur-Pedic Bed Day from Kelsey Furniture. I'm giving $1,000 off one of these very expensive beds, $3,000 to $7,000, but it could change your life. We have a number of people that already want to be considered for this. 217-359-2255. Just text in bed if you're interested. We're not far from the new year, and it's time to start thinking travel. Hi, it's Stevie J with Stevie J Travel, inviting you to our travel show, Champaign Public Library, on November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B, and find out where we're going in 2023. Places like New England, Rails and Trails, or Tuscany for a culinary journey. How about Hawaii and a little island hopping? Or maybe the Canadian Rockies and glaciers? Or how about Cuba? Yes, Cuba's on our agenda next year as well. Find out all about it. Come to the Champaign Public Library November 16th and learn about where you might be going in 2023. Again, Champaign Public Library is where we'll be November 16th from 10 to 11:30 in the Ropes and Pavilion Rooms A and B. For all the information, go to steviejay.com. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go? Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Yeah, sleeping on a cloud, man. Hey, how happy are you with your current copier vendor? Do you feel like you're getting the service and support you need? Watts Copy Systems has been serving local business and schools for 40 years, over 40 years right here. You can call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428 to schedule a no-cost assessment, where service is more than a promise. Watts Copy Systems, I know when we have any problems at all with Watts, I call them and I'm getting a call back really fast. That's very impressive how they take care of our copy machine here in beautiful downtown Philo. Okay, Illinois football, it's going to be cold. You know that. You know how to dress for it. You got to go. I know it's chilly. It's going to be chilly and cold and all that, but it's a big game. I can't tell you the last time we had a big game. Michigan State was big and it was disappointing, all that stuff. But it still would have come down to this game. You have to beat Purdue if you want to play in December in the Big Ten Championship. We're talking championship, folks. We need a crowd. And I know what's going to happen because I've watched this forever. There'll be a lot of gaps in these stands. I know that. We just encourage you to go, though, because, again, we've not had a big game in a long time in November. This is truly the big game. Even if we would have beaten Michigan State, we'd have had to beat Purdue because they would have held a tiebreaker on us. We got to win them Saturday. All right, we'll be right back. I am Stevie J. Diane's off. She'll be back Monday. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.